comedy live from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's a guy who's ready to get turnt up, as the kids say. Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our recap of the recap. We did it. We did it. So excited to do our recap of the recap. And now we got a great panel for you here tonight, of course. A man who remembers exactly where he was at the start of this Big Brother season. Here he is. He's changed so much in these 21 days. Please welcome Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Rob, I have some shocking revelations to reveal to the entire audience tonight.
What is
it? I'm going to save it for the end of the podcast.
Okay. All right. Taryn will reveal. I hope it's not about me. Taryn is going to have a tell-all one day about working in the LFC.
Rob tweets in his underwear at 4 in the morning. That's the revelation.
When I got out of the LFC, it was like leaving a plantation. Yes. It'll all come out. Taryn has a story to tell one day. It'll all come out on when he interviews himself on the Taryn Show.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So then we got such a great panel here tonight. Joining us, one of my favorite guests during the Big Brother season or anytime, please welcome the great Allie Lasher. Allie, how are you?
Oh, I thought for sure that was going to be Matt, one of your favorite guests, but caught me off guard there. I'm doing well. I told you this earlier, but I usually skip this episode of the TV show and just look forward to and rely on your recap of the recap. So this is actually a first for me that I had to watch the recap of the recap for signing on for this. So I'm very excited.
Okay. All right. So very happy to have you here with us, Allie. And it would not be a recap of the recap without this man who's joining us. He was a late addition. When he heard it was going to be a recap, he called us up and said, "Hey, can I get in here?" Please welcome back Matt Hoffman. Matt, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you for accepting my offer and begging my way on Tara JP. Yes. This is great. And sorry to Allie for making you sit through this.
Yes. Allie,
it's a hell of my own making.
Allie was here. No, it was here no matter what. It was going to watch it no matter what when she agreed to do a Saturday night podcast. We didn't know it was going to be a recap of the recap. I think that we thought going into this week that, I don't know, considering that there was like 9 people in the house, we'd have an eviction on Saturday. But no, recap of the recap. We'll be taking your questions. Hashtag RHAP or post your questions in the show, because I'm sure people have so many questions about this hour of television, Taryn.
Well,
so
look,
much
dude,
went on.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here, Rob.
All right. Well, let's take it piece by piece. We don't want to miss any morsel of this. But first, let's just check in. We have a good sense of where Taryn is on everything. Matt, what has been your story with Celebrity Big Brother? Have you been checking in? Have you just caught up via the recap of the recap?
Yeah, I've really changed from this journey, Rob. Through the Celebrity Big Brother, changed a lot, grown.
Yes, we all have. We're all very different.
Rob,
than we were
you know,
a couple weeks
it's been actually enjoyable. It hasn't been drama filled. I haven't been hype on the drama, but I thought it's been good strategy, celebrity strategy. You know, like the way you're like a handicap in a way. Mm-hmm. You don't expect much. So when you get a pretty decent season, relatively, it seems really, really good.
Yes. Matt, were you campaigning hardcore for the Diamond Power veto this week?
Oh, my. I always text. I'm so invested in what these strangers win on TV. Yeah, all the time.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
Allie, what has been your feelings through 2.5 weeks of Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah, I'm with Matt. You could have tripped over my expectations for what the season was going to be, but I was pleasantly surprised. I do feel like it's gone. I've never said this about Big Brother, but I feel like it's gone too fast. just because, like, I've just started to get to know these people, and, like, tomorrow we're done. Which, I don't know, I feel like the ideal Big Brother season would be somewhere in between 2.5 weeks and 100 days. But I think it's been fun. I think I'm excited that they're not, this is controversial, but I'm excited they're not playing for charity, because I feel like that's really affected how much they are really putting into this. Mm-hmm. And it's like cool to see celebrities like not just, you know, I feel like a lot of celebrity shows, they're not really 100% in these a lot of them have been playing, which has been fun.
Yeah. No, I think it's been fun. And I say, you know, better too short than too long with this Big Brother. So the Costanza method, always leave them wanting. Go out on a high note. And we will see exactly what's going to happen tomorrow night. We'll also give you a sense of the new HOH and everything coming up as we start to prognosticate the finale later on in the show. But let's get to the business at hand. A recap of the recap. And so we started off with Omarosa talking about how she blew up Marissa's game, but she was trying to get James out. Taryn, was Omarosa trying to triangulate that she actually, she intended to get James out, but she wanted to make it look like she was getting Marissa out. And that's why she said what she said to Marissa to not only get James out, but also to put a target on Marissa's back, who she knew was staying in the house, so people would gun for Marissa after James left.
It seems like it. It seems like all of that.
Omarosa is playing fifth dimensional chess in this house, Matt.
I was very confused by what you just railed off there. I was trying to follow it. You lost me a little bit. I think it's very patronizing that on these recap episodes, they do the previously on Big Brother. I think it's like, it's unnecessary. And because it's all whatever, man, that like irritated me. And we skipped over that. But anyway, yeah. I don't know what you were talking about, Rob. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Omarosa is really the queen of, I meant to do everything that you just saw happen. It all went according to my plan.
Yeah, I definitely thought that by scheduling myself the day before the last episode, I wouldn't have to be talking about Omarosa, and that certainly backfired on me. I'm with Matt. I didn't really follow the beginning. I was just upset that we even got any real talk about the game going into this. Like, I wanted complete wall-to-wall BS for the recap.
Yeah.
So I struggled to follow this also. Yeah.
Well, I think that was one of the challenges with having a recap after 20 days that of the filler that they had, they really didn't have that much good filler, unlike Brandi Glanville.
Ooh. I would have gone with Mark filler. On that.
Brandi was probably the star of this episode. Allie, Omarosa has not won you over in her 2.5 weeks on Celebrity Big Brother.
I'm going to get in trouble for things that I want to say on this podcast. Absolutely not. I feel like you've recently been calling it out that she's just like coming up with stories out of thin air at this point. I don't think there's, we'll get to it later if we have to, but I don't feel like there's one threat to her of legal action from Donald Trump. I mean, she's like, I feel like she thinks I'm stupid if I believe that she's coming onto CBS for 20 days or whatever, nonstop camera footage, and is saying one thing that would get her in trouble in any way. Like, she's cleared all of this with legal. Like, I just don't, I don't believe her for a second that any of this is a hot topic. A lot of what she says in this episode is like anything any American citizen would be able to deduce from just
we can skip ahead because that's probably,
I'm curious.
So Omarosa had some bombshells tonight. She dropped some major bombs tonight on the show. Including the president might be tweeting too much, Matt.
Did he? I can't even believe that it was revealed tonight that she works in the White House.
It was revealed she works in the White House.
Did you know that she even did some work with the Clinton administration,
yes,
too?
Yes. But Donald Trump is in fact on Twitter and has been tweeting a lot during his presidency, according to Omarosa Monegault Starworth.
In his underwear.
Yes. And he's tweeting sometimes even late at night, Matt.
It's controversial.
Yeah.
That's a ratings juggernaut when we get an exclusive like that.
And Ali, even more controversial, Omarosa alleges that the president may actually tweet things that then create a firestorm in the media to distract from other issues that could be going on.
I thought the biggest shocking, most shocking revelation was that she's going to be writing a tell-all book.
Yes.
She's considering telling everyone her story for money.
Yeah. Wow. Taryn, can you believe it?
I can't. You know, I'm honestly, I'm very glad that Big Brother is informing me on all the relevant topic news. I feel like Big Brother is making me a more informed citizen, and I, for one, am very proud of them.
Yeah. Unbiased as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Omarosa as a Big Brother player, I thought was such a revelation, but I think all of her, announcements and all the tea she's spilling about the White House has been such a bust. I mean, what have we learned throughout her time? And I think she had maybe, you know, she's been in the show 2.5 weeks. I think she had a half a week of stories. I think outside of like the first two nights of the show, I don't know what we've gotten from her over these last couple of weeks that she's really just like running dry in terms of anything to reveal about the White House or the administration.
Are you trying to tell me that you didn't find the snacks on Air Force One to be very enlightening?
Well, I don't know. I think that she also like tried to like start it off. And again, we saw clips from day six, but she came into the house like, I was the lone voice of trying to reason with them. And that everybody was after me. And now she like is like, oh my God, I had the best time. Oh, it was so much fun. I had so much fun, which from what I understand, and again, I don't know for sure, but I get the sense of life on a plantation is not like we had the best time. The only problem was they charged us for snacks.
I'm not touching that. Who's saying something in response to that?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I hear. Okay. But back to the recap. Look, we can't digress. We have to get back to the recap of the recap. So we saw a little bit of strategy talk. And again, I don't know if we learned anything new here with Ross and Marissa. Or feel like they're golden. Ari and Omarosa are working together. Matt, we saw Ari talk about how Omarosa and she prayed on the Bible together.
Oh, yes. The beautiful people.
Yes.
Amazing souls. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Is
God pulling for an Omarosa in the final two?
God always seems to have a stake in Big Brother every season. And he usually doesn't have good odds at picking the winners, it turns out. But maybe this is his year, you know?
He tends to root for the underdog.
You know, he's done a lot, though. So I'm not like picking on him. We're all maybe not great at something, and he's just not great at picking Big Brother winners, and that's cool. Helped a lot of people.
Yeah. Boy, what a turn that would be, Allie, if it turned out that God was rooting for Omarosa.
We should have a Jesus casting of Big Brother where he puts like Jocasta gets to come back and who else? The Libra, right?
I don't know who the most religious players in
Dan might play his fourth season now or something? Fifth season, seventh, whatever it comes back.
Could be a good theme.
I should be stepping on Robin's job. I'm sorry.
It's really God's work.
Doing God's work. So we got to see. Okay, all right. We started the recap of the recap. Champagne, strawberries. Taryn, did they cheap out a little bit on the the spread for the recap of the recap?
I was not paying attention. Was it better or worse than Ross's spread when he got to watch the Vita?
Yeah,
that was like not that, good. It was like chocolate-covered strawberries from like a wedding, like before the wedding, the cocktail hour.
Yeah. Allie, what's the best food for a recap of the recap?
I heard actually they were getting billed for those chocolate-covered strawberries afterwards.
Dude, everybody owes production $26 after this. all right, so we started our recap of the recap. Mark McGrath had some inspiring words for everybody.
We are absolutely changed from this journey. I mean, really. And it's something we'll always share for the rest of our life.
Everyone is changed because of this journey of 2.5 weeks in the Big Brother house, Taryn.
Yeah, I mean, Mark himself has gotten some new facial coloring. So really a lot of changes.
My chin is completely changed from when I walked into this house. Very different.
It's true.
Yeah.
Who suffered a more serious injury, Mark's chin or Omarosa with the asthma?
I don't know.
That's a serious question. I don't know. I'm not watching the live feeds.
Matt, is it so cold in the Big Brother house that you could have an asthma attack just from the cold?
Just from walking around. It's that cold. It's like a have not house this season, I've heard. It's the rumor.
So we found out that we found about some former jobs. Ross Matthews worked in a women's clothing store and was fired for shoplifting women's pajama bottoms. Allie,
they were a little unisex, which
they
makes
were a little unisex. Yes,
did something be? Is there like a gradient of unisexness? Something can be. I thought it was unisex or it's not. Yeah. That was pretty surprising. I also was really surprised by Marissa's job, but not because of what she did, but because Mark kept insisting on shifting it from being a strip club to a gentleman's club.
Mm-hmm.
Not get it twisted. He was at many gentlemen's clubs.
Yes. What is that? Just is Mark being PC?
I think Mark's trying to save face, I guess. I don't know what he feels about calling people. I thought it was more about him, that he didn't want to be seen as someone who went to a strip club.
Well, that's because he changed a lot through this journey.
It's different.
In week one, he would have just said titty bar. But now... He's a change.
But like, if he didn't want to talk, like, it was completely irrelevant to Marissa's story. Like, he was talking about, like, oh, maybe I would have seen her because you, as none of you know, but you will now know, I used to go to a lot of gentlemen's clubs. So I might have seen Marissa.
Right.
I think it was helpful because there's no way that she would have been able to recognize him given his current adjustments.
Oh my God.
He said done.
Are you Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray? Wait, hold on. I thought this was a gentleman's club. No, it's definitely not. You're in the wrong place. Can I take your coat?
The women's bathroom at a strip club. Mm-hmm. Not what he was looking for.
Yeah. We also got to see a reset of the fight between Omarosa and Brandy, Taryn. This was one of those things that came down right before a live eviction on a Friday. Everybody was so excited to see it on the feeds, but then we didn't end up seeing it that night, and we didn't see it on the Sunday thereafter, but they saved it for the recap of the recap.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that it was shown to the world. This is like a top five Big Brother fight, I think. Fantastic all around.
Yes. Allie, were you excited to see Brandy and Omarosa go toe-to-toe?
I was excited to hear Xbox get a shout-out. I was, like, shocked that that's how that ended, and I assume that's not actually how it ended with her saying she plays Xbox, but I wanted to hear more about her gaming.
Yeah. Matt, what's would you rather play Xbox or Nintendo?
This is a total like Jeff Schroeder CBS preseason interview question.
So, what gaming system would you rather be in the house? Would you rather get played like you were Nintendo, or would you rather get played like you were an Xbox?
Oh, big Jeff. Yeah, drama's lacking this season. It is. But they hype it up good. You know, Ross, especially in Diary Room, seems to be like, oh, there's so much drama. It's so crazy. But it's not so crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, is Ross Matthews really terrible at shoplifting? It sounds like from his story, he shoplifted one thing, and the first time he tried to shoplift, he got caught. Do you think that Ross Matthews is terrible at shoplifting, or do you think that he stole thousands of items and then just got caught once?
I think he's terrible. I was a little mischievous youth in my days, and you don't get caught in your first time. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. No. Taryn, based on watching him on the live feeds, what do you think?
I think he is an avid shoplifter, and that was the one time he got caught, and he probably continues to shoplift. And then as he's leaving the store with the clothing, he's like, you know what? These guys charge too much anyway. That makes it okay. That's why I'm doing this.
Yes. Okay. Do you think he will be shoplifting things out of the Big Brother house to sell on eBay, Taryn?
Yes. He'll be taking Brandy's eye things. He's going to pick the petals of the rose that she threw in the fire.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
Allie, we ended up seeing a segment between Ross and Ari talking about how Ari would marry Ross. I thought this was a little basic.
Yeah, I have to say this, and I'm sorry, but it was just, like, jarring when it's like, she's the perfect woman because she's a supermodel doll, and Ross is the perfect man because he's funny, and he's smart, and he's got fashion sense. It's just like, she's beautiful, and I can mold her like plastic, and he's brilliant and hilarious. But, okay, that's it for now. Otherwise, yeah, I thought that was a totally boring scene, except for the vengeful Brandy, who seemed to really be upset about their friendship.
She wanted to be Ari's best friend. Ross, get out of here. We also got then a reset of the Omarosa and Shannon feud. I think that maybe we were just desperate to get fight. Like, these things are pretty boilerplate when they put them together. It's like, all right, what were the fights of the season? Okay, all right. I guess Omarosa and Shannon got into it a little bit. I think we might have seen, Taryn, was this a little fatter than what we saw in the episode originally? I feel like that there was maybe like a couple more lines back and forth.
Yeah, well, I think the first time they aired it, they basically aired the entire thing and then cut out the ending where Omarosa talks about race. And then this time they showed it in its entirety and left in the ending where Omarosa talked about race.
Yeah. Matt, were you one of these, big Shannon Elizabeth fans coming into this game?
I was until the game started, like pre-game. Mm-hmm. I was very much, I'm like, oh, this will be great because yeah. I was happy for her and everything and she'd be fun. And then, yeah, she did, you know, kind of like classic super fan play gameplay.
Yeah. I feel like this, Harold, why put this in tonight?
I they probably just didn't have anything else. They're doing a recap of, 3 weeks of game. So this was one of the few fights that they could air.
And then the accusation from Omarosa that, Shannon Elizabeth may have had a racial bias against Omarosa and Keisha. I do feel like that this was something that did potentially hurt Omarosa in a final two vote. Should if Shannon was considering potentially voting for Omarosa, do you think that this is the kind of thing that is really going to upset the one person who seems like they're probably paying very close attention to everything the show is putting out there in Shannon Elizabeth? Taryn, do you think that that would potentially upset Shannon?
Yes, I do. I mean, yeah, because like I think like I had kind of forgotten about this to some extent. Like I forgot how much tension there was between Shannon and Omarosa because they did get past it before Shannon left the house. But I'm sure Shannon is watching, and to be reminded of it will not be exactly her thing, probably.
Right. Allie, I can't imagine that Shannon Elizabeth was thrilled with a recap of the recap tonight.
I thought just like watching this for the first time that this was like a brilliant move, unfortunately, for Omarosa, because like everything she was trying to do in the first part of the fight was say, your image is going to be tarnished. And now she's kind of saying, well, if you move forward with this, people are going to think you're racist. I don't know that Omarosa really thinks she's racist because of it, but it was like, I think it was a good play at the time. Fast forwarding now, CBS is certainly not helping her by airing it. Although I did respond to someone's Twitter, and maybe Taryn can speak to this more, but is it possible that Shannon remembering this would want to vote for Omarosa to even subconsciously like refute the racism accusation?
I think it's certainly possible. I think usually what happens is when somebody gets called racist, they're like, they're like, no, I adamantly think this is not true. Therefore, I'm not going to do anything to prove otherwise. In order to prove that I'm not racist, I'm not going to vote for you because that's what I would have done anyway. But you know, who knows? It could also go the other way.
Matt, if Shannon Elizabeth had a time machine,
yes,
and could go back in time to January 28th, do you think that she would have told January Shannon Elizabeth to not go to the Big Brother house?
No. I think if you asked me that question, like right after her eviction, my answer would be yes. But I think like settled in, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Interesting.
She's so happy outside of the house with Meta on the phone.
Yes. But she could have just done that and not gone to the Big Brother house. So, who knows? Who knows? All right. So where were we? Okay. All right. So now Everybody went to the diary room, Matt. This is a staple of the recap of the recap.
And this season they did. They switched it up and sent people into the diary room. It's a big twist this year.
Matt, did you know when you went to the diary room on Big Brother that you, much like having like a, you know, a Siri or some sort of digital assistant, you could just tell Big Brother to do tasks for you when you're in the diary room?
Yeah, it's a really busted up Google or Alexa. Yeah, it doesn't listen to you though ever. You know, like, I mean, we saw, honestly, it was funny. You saw a thing with James and the Clippers, but that's more how it actually really is. When you just go and ask again, and you ask again, and just nothing happens.
Yeah. Taryn, do we know if these requests were fulfilled that we saw people like, oh, email my husband, call my assistant?
Honestly, they probably were fulfilled because they weren't complaining about them too much on the feeds.
Yeah. Ali, I mean, if you're on the live feeds, can't you just say these things out loud? Like, hey, husbands, don't forget to feed the dog today.
You know their spouses are not watching the live feeds.
That's fair. No offense. Somebody tweet my husband.
I just, sleepy diary room Ross is my 2018 mood. Like, can we do this later? It's very bright. I just like living. I wanted to watch his full diary room session complaining about it being like 4 a.m.
Yeah, do you think that was just one scene, or do you think that they constantly called him at hours when he was sleeping?
I think that was one scene, but he should have been up tweeting. Those are prime tweeting hours, we learned.
Yeah.
Speaking of the diary room, you know, hearing in the, or, you know, production listen to you, there was a time when I was HOH and someone, when I was not in the room, had mysteriously came in to the HOH room and just exploded feces all over the bathroom toilet, like everywhere. And then there was like a bit of a little witch hunt out for who it was. And it was down to like, I think it ended up being, like we said, it was Rachel. And she was like the mystery pooper. But anyway, during this investigation we were conducting, I remember like we were talking about it at the kitchen table. And then I'm like, fuck, I need to get something to clean this up because it's like disgusting. So I went to the diary room and I didn't even say a word. And they're like, we're working on your toilet brush. So the point of the story is that they definitely, like, you don't need to go in there.
Okay. Shit. They know what, they already know what you're looking for.
And I don't know if it was Rachel. I want to say this publicly. We never necessarily found out.
This is
going to
be a tough weekend for Rachel.
I don't want to make like a big exclusive about it. Like, she had explosive shits. I don't know. I do what it was.
Is it true that you were upset about Brenchel's baby on the podcast last night, and that's why you told this story?
was the Brenchel was Dora on the podcast?
We're getting questions in the chat, Matt. Can you wake up your kid and bring Hannah on the podcast?
She's at a grandparents trip, which is why I am even accessible.
Okay,
I'm off daddy duty right now while she's hanging with the grandma.
All right, I want to talk about James Maslow and the Clippers. Ali, this was something we heard him talking about on the live. He needed Clippers, he needed to get them charged, I believe. But it seems as though that he was whatever they gave him seemed like they were not the clip. They seemed like they gave him somebody else's used Clippers.
That's so Big Brother. That is like so fucking Big Brother.
Is that the same read that you got from this story?
It's so like, we're the only $500,000 game show thing to do, you know?
I thought he had given the Clippers to be charged and then received his same grody Clippers back and had expected somebody to like spit shine them or something. I thought that was like a very diva moment, but this may reveal how I feel about James, so I have a biased interpretation.
Taryn, do you have any insight on the Clippers and James Maslow?
You know, I've failed the listeners many times this season because of not keeping track of things that I should have been keeping track of, like Keisha's breast milk situation. So unfortunately, I was not following the James Clipper saga. So we'll just have to get somebody else.
You think you know someone?
Yeah, I know.
I really got the sense that they gave him somebody else's used Clippers.
He said, I dropped off my Clippers to be charged. He definitely said that.
Yeah,
much.
But did they lose the Clippers that he had originally given and then gave him back somebody else's Clippers, Matt?
That's a very Big Brother.
Were those like
too,
the Clippers that they use like to shave Adam Pock's beard off? And then
I don't know, but I would, stage? I would, put a, I would,
hey,
I would, yeah,
I recognize those leaning Clippers.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if we can, if anybody's going to do press with James Maslow, find out the answer to the Clipper gate and find out exactly.
Get Heavy Metal Teddy his Clippers back.
Yes. I need those.
I think this is Big Meech is in with James to contact him about the Clippers.
If she has That's new true. Clippers.
How did that happen with her and James Maslow? Do we know?
She's a fan.
They're definitely going to hook up probably, right?
I don't know.
Definitely, probably.
I figure.
I don't know. but James Maslow could be watching right now. Maybe he could call in.
Is he? I like James, but he was like the guy I was kind of pushing for.
Him and
Sugar Ray will collaborate in some way after the show because now they're like best friends.
Why not? Why not?
Big time Sugar Rush.
They could go out and go on tour with the Elliptical of Love song.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Get open for him. Back in 2019, I remember when I was opening for Big Time Rush.
I changed a lot from that journey.
We all changed a lot.
James got pubes.
I don't know if James would be happy though, because as we all know now, Mark has much more experience than him, and everyone will just want to listen to what Mark says about singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Especially if Mark can pull off the win, that'd be a huge weekend for Mark McGrath. This was like one of those things that could they edited it to be funny, but it could have been a sad story, Allie. As the self-proclaimed drunk aunt of reality TV podcasting, what did you think about the Brandy Glanville montage of her drinking in the house?
So I thought that like potentially people might think that Brandy will see this and think that it's time for a change. I call bullshit on the fact that she's in the same sweater the entire time as that they make it like this is a regular occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
But none of this holds a candle to her on Real Housewives or that the couple's therapy, celebrity rehab couple therapy, the one that Spicen was on that the next season
Who'd
Brandy
she go
was
on
in
there with.
Or no, it was like celebrity being single and trying to date celebrities.
Are you single and wanting to date celebrities?
It's a terrible show name.
This is what I do on my podcast. I try to like, I called Flora Bama Shore Kentucky Wild. Like, I'll get there, but it's just going to be close. So this is nothing, basically, is what I'm going to say to anyone who's a regular Brandy listener. I don't know that excuses it, but like, she's having some wine, she's drunk. I condone it. It's fine.
Yeah. Matt, we really saw James Maslow shading Brandy Glanville on the drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they have more booze in celebrities? Did the live feed people, do they get more than the regular seasons get?
Yeah. A lot more.
Do they? Yeah. It seems that way. It seems that we were always scraping by. There was one night it was one of my favorite things to watch on the feeds. I don't know that I've watched a ton of the feeds in my season, but this particular clip was like one of the few that I really enjoyed. When, for some reason, I don't recall, I drank an entire bottle of wine. I just took it and drank it by myself in the house. And you can see the camera follows me out of the backyard into the kitchen, and the next camera snaps, and it's in the kitchen through the living room, and the next camera snaps, and at the first bed I see, I just fucking fall flat on my face, and I'm out. And then like 20 minutes later, Enzo and Brittany come and tuck me in. It was like a nice, cute little endearing moment that it's probably too not family friendly for the CBS recap show of my season. But nevertheless, a great life.
All right, well, speaking of not too family friendly, Taryn, they gave us something that from the first night of the live feeds, Brandy Glanville and the Gourd, a viral clip that a lot of people checked out the day. But they basically, they set up the clip, but they did not give us our proverbial money shot here with the I don't know if that made sense for anybody who didn't know the story of what was going on.
Yeah, you know, I have no idea what I would have thought happened there if I was watching the show and hadn't seen the clip myself. Honestly, I probably would have assumed worse. So I'm not sure what they were going for.
Matt, were you aware of Brandy Glanville and her relationship with the squash?
No, I think that whole thing was confusing if you were not aware of it. I know Brady, she like would you rather, or something, right?
Would you rather have one giant squash, or are you comfortable with your relationship with regular sized squashes?
I do like, because it has been in the show so much, and they refer to it as her boyfriend. So the watcher with a keen eye who doesn't watch the feeds can maybe piece out what this story might actually mean.
Mm-hmm. I just want to issue a brief correction while we're on the subject, that it was famously single and Aubrey O'Day was on it too, which is what my confusion and connection to RHAP was. Anyway, sorry. Okay. Checks out.
Look, we have to issue a correction. We want to be have this show where Omarosa comes out and say the show was
fake news.
Yes, we have to take our facts very seriously here. So, all right, we got a clip of Meta World Peace and Ross are so close. Taryn, was this news to you? Did you know that Ross and Meta World Peace were so close in the house?
Yeah, they'd formed a bond, especially after the first eviction. Ross really made an attempt to, or at least that's when we were able to see it because it was on the feeds. Really like made an attempt to bond with Meta and tried to explain his game. Meta didn't always understand everything Ross was saying, but they enjoyed each other's company.
Yeah,
I think Big Brother loves when they get a gay guy and a straight guy that even have like some modicum of friendship, and they will just pounce on that.
It's not just Big Brother. Any reality show. I mean, going back now, dating back 18 years at this point, anybody who seems like they wouldn't necessarily befriend a gay person, going back to Richard Hatch and Rudy, Kenton Bunky, the history of
Cody Calafiore and Derek Levasseur. Right? Oh, no. Oh, is that not what? Oh, Dan and Memphis. No. I don't know. I'm not good at this.
Fake news.
Okay. I was surprised when Meta was like, yeah, you know, I used to be homophobic, but now I'm not homophobic. So I was like, whoa,
this was the best package for me in the whole thing. And everything after this was trash by comparison, because exactly what Taryn's getting at when he said, I'm so happy not to be homophobic anymore. As though it was like a condition that had been lifted from him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so happy not to be sick anymore. I love that. And going back, this has to be the hottest take. This is like 10 Chili Pepper take, that Ginger was the breakout of the Spice Girls, but not in the long term. I've never heard anything so accurate in my life. It might be lost on this group currently, but I feel like this will transcend this podcast into the chat.
Yes,
I saw Spice World opening night in the movie theater, so wow. I am a bit of a.
Do you agree? Do you agree with that take?
Yeah, I follow you. Yes.
Ginger Spice, that's available in the Keisha Spice collection, Taryn.
Yes, she was trying to sell it on the feeds, but wasn't sticking.
No. Allie, what is the correct Spice Girl take?
No, that's it. Like, I thought that was brilliant.
Russ nailed it.
It really spoke to my soul. Like, back in 1993, I thought this was like the most brilliant thing
I've ever heard. Back in 1999, the Spice Girls and me had it all. Ginger was on top of the world, and now the same as me.
No, but not in the long term. It's not the same. That's the key.
Now the same as Mark McGrath. She could have been here. Yeah, I took her spot.
Nailed it.
I'm Sugar Spice. Don't call me that. Okay. Let's see. Where do we go from here? I bet. Sounds like Meta World Peace has some crazy times in Vancouver, Matt.
Yeah, he sure does. He changed a lot through this journey as well.
Yeah. I do think that the key to understanding Meta World Peace, Taryn, is that like Ron Artest was a different person. Like when he became Meta World Peace, he literally became a different human being than Ron Artest was.
Yeah, he was some kind of alien that took his place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just imagining in the Miss America pageant where they're like, what's the key to understanding world peace? And someone's like, Ron Artest was a totally different person until he became Meta World Peace.
Still a great night. Still a great night.
I feel like Meta World Peace is exactly the kind of name an alien would take upon coming to the Earth. Like, oh, World Peace. That's something everyone loves.
Do you think Ron Artest was incepted, Taryn, by alien life form? And then wait till you hear Donald Trump is going to reveal. He knows everything about the alien invasion. Just you, Mike Pence won't tell you anything about the aliens. Only Trump, and only in my tell-all book. Would you just wait?
Okay, we figured it out.
Yes. Mark McGrath is a neat freak, Allie.
Yawn.
Who knew?
This is just a real, like, some real highs and lows in this recap of the recap. Mm-hmm. And this was a real low. Like, also, why wouldn't he want to tell his wife? Is that like he's not cleaning at home? Is that like some secret?
Yeah. It was like, oh, don't tell my wife that I'm a clean freak because then you'll have to clean. But don't you like cleaning? I don't understand.
And they were no way even close to where the ants invade in as far as like the Big Brother timeline. They had like at least 3 more weeks. So it couldn't have been that.
No ants in the house on my watch.
Are you feeling threatened by their level of cleanliness, Matt?
Yeah, I am a little bit. It's a little infringing on my experience.
Okay. Then we got into the Marissa talks nonstop and says like all the time. And then I thought that this was a little disingenuous that we did a like counter, but it was like 30 different random conversations where she, like, if we're going to do a like a running like counter, I feel like it should be one conversation.
You can't pre-edit a like montage and then count the likes on that.
Yeah, I think that's not right, Allie.
Yeah, anytime there's a blank person talks a lot segment, I get immediately defensive and self-conscious and feel like deep things I don't want to be feeling during Celebrity Big Brother. Mm-hmm. So I was like really making this moment about me, but I agree with your take there that this was unjust. I want justice for Marissa.
I thought that the montage was done really bad. It was like really unfair to me. So I also felt like that what they were just describing, like in the diary room, I felt like that Taryn, they were not really capturing with the clips they had of her.
Yeah, it's exaggeration, right? They're exaggerating how many times she says like. I think everybody who watches the feeds like understands what they're saying, but when they show it on the actual show and they actually try to show the examples, it's a little off. We're not quite seeing exactly, I think, what people are looking to see. And I feel like they could have just left the main clip they had and run the counter on that one. I don't think they needed to go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But it was still funny enough to get the point across. But just in general, what's wrong with saying like? I don't think there's anything wrong with saying like.
I wrote down that Rob's impression of her was better than watching this montage, or whatever that's worth.
I really appreciate that. That was really nice of you.
I'm the good one now.
Yes, yes, I we appreciate that. So we got into the James and Brandy feud. We saw a little bit of this from the first episode of the show where, for whatever reason, Brandy Glanville wanted to know about singing, but she only wanted to know about singing from Mark McGrath. She didn't want to hear anything that James Maslow had to say about singing, Taryn. And this was really upsetting because James really wanted to talk and Brandy Glanville really did not want to hear anything he had to say.
This is perfect Big Brother casting when you get two people who are just slightly off in each direction, where James wants to talk about himself just a bit too much and Brandy gets annoyed by people who want to talk about themselves just too much. And they end up clashing and it leads to the perfect amount of harshness and feudness.
Yeah. One of the things I really liked about this season is like that you had celebrities that were in there who didn't know who other celebrities were that were on the show. We saw that with James and Omarosa on the first night, but I thought it was funny at Brandy in the diary room being like, what's the thing that he was in again? What is it?
Something Rush?
Something Rush?
This whole scene, I was very, and I know James from Dancing with the Stars, and I actually like had somehow remembered watching a couple episodes of Big Time Rush, which makes no sense because for my age, that wouldn't add up. So I'm embarrassed to be admitting that right now. But I liked him before he came into the show and I knew who he was. It would be unreasonable for him to expect Brandy, of a woman of her age, to know him, besides maybe Dancing with the Stars. I thought Brandy was being completely unreasonable through this whole scene. She was being so nasty to him during the singing conversation, the red wine, white wine debacle. Like, he's allowed to drink white wine. But I was fully on her side the entire time. She had no right here. And I was like, yes, he is an asshole for drinking that wine. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
D-bag.
I've been pretty pro Maslow throughout the whole season. I thought that this was a bit of, I didn't like this. That he ended up like saying a request aloud to no one in particular, except for maybe the army, which might have been watching the live feeds.
Without encouraging anything, I'm just going to wonder aloud how many mean tweets have been sent her way based on all the mean things she said to me.
Taryn, do we have a guess of how many mean tweets were sent to Brandy Glanville for being mean to James Maslow?
Probably about 3 million.
Seriously, 3 million.
This amount of Twitter followers. So.
I was going to say maybe just from Big Meech, but I don't know if anybody...
I was going to say, did Michelle Meyer send any of those tweets out?
Matt, what do you think about wishing for bad social media to come down in like a plague of locusts to get somebody?
I think it's great. I mean, I think he has the following to use. I think drama is fun, be it on social media or on television. Why it would be hypocritical to go, oh, I want all this drama on TV, and they go, oh, but not on the internet. God forbid we ruin the sanctity of the internet with drama. So yes, bring it on. Bring green light.
I feel like it's a little King Joffrey of like, why don't someone should send mean tweets to her? She's being cruel.
He's what he's got.
Close to the worst that Brandy's got. I promise, like, the little, like, tweens who are tweeting at her from Maslow Army are probably not going to be making her take a second look.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little OTT. I feel like that Maslow's above this.
Apparently
I'm
not.
I'm all for it, Team Maslow.
Matt, what's a private canal that James Maslow lives on? in Venice?
Did he?
Did I get that right, Taryn? He said he lived on a private canal?
It's where the homeless people are. That's how you can
where
tell.
The homeless people are.
Did I miss a scene? I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
His home, right?
His home in a canal. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Brandy said, isn't that like where the homeless people live? Like, she's always in there with like, isn't that the easiest major?
I love it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
we touched on this earlier in the show. We got into the big Omarosa. Omarosa, I gotta know, what was crazier, the Big Brother house or the White House? And Omarosa says it was the White House, which I don't think she's off on that. She's probably right on that. So she's gonna write a tell-all book. She's tired of being muted. It's tough for her, Ali, because she grew up where snitches get stitches. So it's going to be hard for her to write this tell-all book.
Apparently, she seems really to be struggling with it every day on Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, she's been so loyal to Trump, but now that's over, Matt.
Yeah, it's been rough. Omarosa and I had a lot of the same upbringing and a lot of background similar. Both had a lot of...
yeah.
What is she talking? It doesn't matter when she's it's all crazy, right?
I just feel like that she doesn't have her story straight. She always is talking about how awesome it was to be in the White House. That's like one of her things. And then she's talking about how she feels like she just got off of the plantation and she's finally free. When every story was they had to pull her out kicking and screaming. I don't think that her metaphors are lining up.
What's strange to me about it is that at least in this scene, it seems like she protects Trump and blames like the people around Trump. Like Trump was like, oh, did you run this by Omarosa? Yeah. Like I'm sure he was definitely asking that. And that's it's just like the goons around
hold on,
him.
Hold on.
Roughed her up.
What did Omarosa say? can we get her in here? No.
Cause he's definitely known for caring what anyone says for sure. He's like putting Omarosa number one opinion.
Yeah. Taryn, in the Big Brother house, are they running everything past Omarosa before they sign off on it?
You'd think so. She basically always knows everything that's happening. So somebody's running it by Omarosa.
Yeah. I bet they could get Trump for next season Celebrity Big Brother.
Will he be free by then?
I think he's free now. Was he not?
So you think that, Matt, if Omarosa wins on Sunday night, you think that the president might say, I can outdo Omarosa? And
I think so, yeah, because, yeah, he's very competitive.
Okay, yeah, she says, hey, I'm the best Big Brother player ever. Then maybe Trump might say, hey, I could do better than Omarosa.
See, people that are anti-Trump are like, oh, you can't bring Omarosa to the finals. You can't let Omarosa win. Maybe it's a public service if you're anti-Trump. Maybe you want it to happen.
Yeah, who knows? I was going to go into, Ali, do you think that that'll be a thing where somebody, we talked about this last night, where Ross would be concerned about bringing Omarosa to the final two, that there could be backlash against him from people who are anti-Trump?
Sorry, the life was just sucked out of me by the last conversation. I think that's like something people should be thinking about, like what it would be if Omarosa freaking won Celebrity Big Brother. And I actually like took this to a group chat right before I came on here. Like I'm seeing people like rooting for Omarosa. I'm just like, are we really rooting for this lunatic? I'm going to get so much shit that I don't want, but whatever. If Ross takes her to the end and wins, fine. If Ross takes her to the end and loses to Omarosa, I don't know what to do.
Well,
I don't want to say I'll do anything because I think that can happen.
I think one thing that we have to establish here is, has Omarosa broken with the president, or is she still with the president, or do we need to be punitive towards Omarosa because of her even involvement with the president? I just think that it's been such a, I just look at her as somebody, she worked there. And she's saying she's different. Matt, do you have to look at Omarosa as she's lockstep with the president?
No, I'm for separation of Big Brother and state. I think they should be completely separate entities. We don't need to care about what happened with the presidency. It should have no bearing on the game of Big Brother.
But she's not keeping it from separated. Every word out of her mouth is about the presidency.
Yeah, but I'm saying in the scheme of like, okay, it comes down to a jury vote or who you're going to bring to the final two to go and like go, all these people in America would be thinking I'm anti-Trump or pro-Trump. I think that's crazy.
Here's what I'm not down with. And now I'm like not making this fun anymore. I'm sorry. But here's what I'm not down with. I'm not down with people coming to pop culture to wash them clean of their bad decisions, right? So she was not captured and brought to the Trump administration. She willingly walked there to serve her country or to serve her own interests, whatever her reasoning. Mm-hmm. Then she got kicked out, pushed out, forced out, the goon squad threw out, whatever, chose to walk out. She's now using Big Brother to like wash away her sins, just like Sean Spicer on the Emmys. And like, this is my television set. I'm not here to clean your bad deeds for my entertainment. That's not entertaining to me.
I'm the clean freak in the Big Brother house.
But that's what I'm saying. So like, I don't think it's separate because she's not here to separate herself. She's here to use this as a platform for everyone to feel bad for her. And I don't.
Well, I don't agree with that. And I don't think you should feel bad for her. But maybe that's her intention. But in the scheme of the game, I think it should be ignored. I think it should be, we're in the middle of this game. And then when we get out of the game, she's back to being a piece of shit. You know, you can like take a little break from your feelings about people in the context of Big Brother. That's my.
If she wins Celebrity Big Brother, you don't think that that has like any impact at all?
Oh my God, no, no. If people give a shit about Big Brother and then equate it to like world issues, I don't understand.
Well, look at our country.
We are not talking about that. We're insane. Yeah. But
Allie, you're what? Like, do you feel like? Okay, so let's talk about this. So there's a possibility Omarosa could win Big Brother come Sunday night. I mean, what does her redemption look like now? Do you think that people, she's like a beloved figure now?
Oh no, right? No way, right?
I would love to hear from somebody who wants her to win. Like people are like, I'm so excited that she's going to win. It would just be so amazing. Like I haven't understood one justification for like why that would be amazing.
I
would tell you, and I don't know where you land on this, Taryn, but I think it would be amazing because I think she's really played a really amazing game. I think that all of the politics stuff has been kind of a snooze fest since really she came onto the scene. But I think that her as the Big Brother player has been really fascinating to watch, Taryn.
Yeah, she's played a very interesting game, and it's one that's always fun to watch, I think, because I think I may have said this before the season started, but like the underdog factor in Big Brother is more powerful than anything. The underdog factor will overcome all political strife, all any strife.
Not for me.
People will always, as a whole, people will always root for the underdog. And Omarosa has taken the sort of Dr. Will Big Brother 2, I've been on my own since I screwed up week one, and I get to talk crap about everyone while they fail to evict me, kind of spot. And I think that's why her support has been growing.
But that being said, I don't think that really, if she comes in and we talk about her, what a masterful Celebrity Big Brother game she played, I don't think that that changes one thing, where I don't know how differently she's perceived outside of the Big Brother community.
I'm with you.
She's exactly the same, I would think.
Yeah.
I've read the comments on the articles about Omarosa's comments on Big Brother, and they're like, why are we paying attention
Who
to
cares?
That trash?
Right.
That trash show is still on. Of course she would be on that trash show.
Like, for instance, if you take a month or even a month after Big Brother, and then you look back, and whether she won or not, whatever was going on with the public's view of Omarosa, I feel would be exactly the same, regardless of what happened a month earlier.
Okay.
I don't know why people are confusing this, that I'm only always worried about myself, and it will be what I have to live with, knowing that I watched this show that then rewarded freaking Omarosa, who I've been tweeting her as that because I don't want to add one mention at all. Like, I saw Omarosa was trending yesterday and I just threw up everywhere. And then I had to ask the diary room for a toilet brush and cleaning supplies.
I sat through Candy Crush with Frankie J. Grande. I'm not going to sit here and feel sorry for you supporting Omarosa in her quest to win Big Brother. I had the worst of it.
I was here.
Okay.
Oh no!
All right.
Wait, can I ask Matt what he thinks about Eric Stein's take that Frankie Grande should have been on this season?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, another hot take from this week.
I just am hearing this now. No, I mean, my immediate thought is I disagree. Why would? What's his argument?
I don't know. But you just said that given the, I listened to this today, that given the like characters in the house that he would have added to the season and like directing the story. I don't know.
What about his breast milk supply though? What would they do about that situation?
To be clear, this is not my take.
I'll ask Eric offline.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and then we got to the start of the HOH competition, which we will get into momentarily and talk about who the winner is. Let's take some questions here. Probably we'll leave the game stuff on the other side of...
Can we only take political questions?
Yes, because we'll only do politics. From here on out.
I love that.
Jennifer says, could Marissa win enough jury votes against Ross? Taryn, would you think, do you feel like that she could, or do you feel like she would lose to Ross?
We've discussed this on the morning updates. I have no idea how the jury is going to vote. I really don't. I think this is one of the most unpredictable juries we've ever seen. Half of them are sequestered. Half of them aren't. It's ridiculous. So I think it's possible that she beats Ross. I also think it's possible that Ross beats her.
Yeah. Matt, do you think that Big Brother could go back to a unsequestered jury if they cast enough recruits who don't watch Big Brother?
No. I think that's a horrible idea. I just said no. I immediately said no.
Okay, because they'd leave the house, they just wouldn't watch the show.
They would. The Eagles get the best of them. Everybody who says they didn't watch their season, they're full of shit.
Yeah.
They're all full of shit.
Okay. I want to get into talking about the HOH competition, so I'm going to hit the spoiler music here, and then we'll get into the little bit that we know heading into tomorrow's show. Of course, we have an HOH and people on the block, and then we'll get into that and then set up the what's going to be going on in the finale. We'll be live after the Big Brother finale at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Hope you can join us then. So here are your Big Brother spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
All right, here we go. Here come the spoilers. All right. Okay. Let's, Taryn, we have a new HOH.
We do. We have a new HOH. Ross was the winner of the ski endurance HOH competition.
Okay. Boy, Allie, Ross has turned into a real comp beast this season.
I'm with it. I love Ross. And I think what's interesting about a celebrity season is interesting or unfair or whatever, is you come in with a certain like preconceived notion about the people. I love Ross from RuPaul's Drag Race. I've been rooting for Ross. I'm happy to see him here with the power after Rocky Mountain Fly.
Okay. Matt, what's your take on Ross, the player, so far this season?
I think there are different ways to enter the game as a super fan. And we saw two different ways. We saw Shannon, who like, and that like, I have it all figured out. I like wants to do everything and just too eager and assertive. And then you had Ross, who's also a super fan, but played it right. He kept it low key, but still had that super fan mind, but he kept it in his mind. He didn't go fucking crazy about it like Shannon did. So I think he played a really good super fan game. And you know, the immediate thought is, oh, if you're a super fan, that gives you an advantage. Well, not really. I think that could be in a way a disadvantage because you get too fucked up in your head about it. And he did a good job of handling that and playing as a super fan.
Okay, Taryn, and the nominations that Ross ended up going with?
Ross went with Ari and Omarosa Yes, Omarosa as the target.
On the block. Okay, did they play the veto today?
Yes, the feeds came back while we were talking, and we have a veto winner.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, so.
Breaking news are happening now.
A huge moment to set up the final four. Who won the veto, Taryn?
Marissa has won the veto.
So we would expect the nominations to remain the same, correct?
Yes, the nominations should remain the same. Ross just had a conversation with Mark where they both like threw out the idea, maybe we should take Ari out instead of Omarosa, but they settled back down on Omarosa. It looks like Omarosa will be leaving tomorrow night.
Okay. All right. Allie, are you happy now, finally?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already getting shit, so that's fine. I mean, from a game perspective, no. Is it the right move to get
out? From the Omarosa stands?
No. Yeah, I don't care. It's fine. I'm happy to, like, if I'm going to fall on a sword, this is fine for me to fall on. I understand why people are frustrated because it's not a great move because Ari could beat Ross or Marissa or Mark. But, like, ugh, get her out. Like, I'm just, like, personally, I'm a podcaster. I'm not in the game. I don't have to make the right decisions.
Mm-hmm. How many more White House segments can we cram into this?
We'll do the whole finale. Like, oh, all right, let's welcome. And they'll do like 30 minutes with Omarosa and then come back to the game with like 10 minutes left. All right, let's figure out that final HOH business and whatever. After we get back to more with Omarosa.
Do you think Trump will be in the audience at finale?
I hope. Maybe they'll cut to him live via satellite. Get his reaction. But all right. So Omarosa likely to go. Taryn, do you see a move for her?
Well, apparently what she's been trying is pitching to Mark. Hey, if you keep me, I will vote for you if you're in the final two. She's been pitching to Ross. Hey, look, you've got to win that final HOH anyway, because probably no one's going to take you. Maybe Mark will, but one of you has to win. And if you're looking at it from a competition standpoint, if it's going to be physical, Ari has me beat there. So Ari's potentially a bigger competition threat. And that's what they were talking about in that conversation that they just had. But Ross eventually came to, you know what? Omarosa is way better at questions. And even in the physical, it's not like she's that shabby. I feel like I know Big Brother. It's probably not going to be physical. I'm not that worried. And if I have to win anyway, I'd rather take Omarosa out than Ari out.
Okay.
I think she should host a funeral. That's her only option. She's too obvious of a target. It's her last shot.
Okay.
The Omarosa funeral.
Yeah.
If she does that, I'll root for her. How about that?
Come around. You'll come around on that.
I like that. You're dead to me. Sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see exactly what she has up her sleeve in terms of speeches coming out of the house. You know, if she tries to poison the well against anybody coming out. So lots of intrigue going into the finale for Lady O. Taryn, anything else of note going on in the feeds?
Not too much. Mark and Ross have made a final two deal. It seems like Ross has definitely decided he wants to take Mark to the final two. He feels like he can beat Mark. They've talked a lot about how can't have a girl in the final two because all those girls are going to vote for the girl. You got to stick with the guys.
Let's call this alliance the Gentleman's Club.
Yeah, sticking Marissa in the bathroom too. I don't know. I really don't know how loyal Mark is to Ross. But I guess, especially with Omarosa potentially leaving, it's hard to see who Mark would choose over Ross if he's going to take somebody to the final two. So this is probably, this is our most likely final two, right here, Ross and Mark.
Ross and Mark. And how would you handicap it, Taryn, that Ross is going to win?
Yeah, I would say he is more likely to win than not. However, I have pointed out along the way, there have been many, many times Ross's jury management has left a lot to be desired. But it's a shorter season. These people got to leave the house. And on one hand, that means they could watch all of the mean things he said. But on the other hand, I think only Shannon did that. So it could go anyway, but I would favor Ross. I think Ross has a better shot to beat Mark than Mark does Ross.
Allie, do you think that the jury could be particularly salty with Ross?
Yeah, definitely. I'm like with Terry and Liana on their recap this morning. Like, it's just so hard to determine. And that's such not a satisfying answer for this podcast where I'm supposed to take a stand. Like, yes, I can see the jury being salty with Ross. I agree that he's had sort of poor jury management. I could also see them literally doing anything. So I'm sorry to take no take on this.
Yeah. Taryn, just to go back to Lady O, where would she come down in a Mark versus Ross? Because I do think that she will have some influence here.
That's potentially true. It's also hard to say. Like I said, it looks like she was just promising Ross her vote, Mark his vote if he could help her, but I thought that's obviously probably not going to happen. So she probably goes Ross. I think she's the kind of person that would be like, game respects game. I was trying to get you out from day one and I couldn't do it. So unless she tries to make a deal, or Ross, if you take me out, I'm not voting for you, or something along those lines. Or if Mark shows any aptitude for not just being another one of Ross's puppets.
Okay. Matt, do you think that Ross will ultimately win against Mark McGrath?
Yeah, I think he definitely would win against Mark McGrath. But I also am across the board with everyone else. This jury is cuckoo bananas, and we will not know what will happen. So.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Will Meta World Peace vote for the person he wants to win, Matt?
I don't know. Will he even show up to the right studio to
Will he be there?
Wandering around the set.
I'm so excited about the finale. I think really it's a night where anything could happen.
Are you going? Do you get to go to this?
No, I will not be there. I'll be right here live after the episode. Somebody smartened up and said, get this guy out of here. He's got no business being here for this. Okay. Let's go to Hannah. As podcasters, was the Marissa vocal tick segment triggering to any of you? Taryn, I know I have edited enough of myself to know that I have probably more of vocal tics and crutches than anybody else going. Did it bother you?
Well, like I said, I honestly don't care if people have verbal tics. I know it's something that a lot of people care about, but I don't mind it. I don't. It's not something I notice until other people point it out to me. So,
yes. Allie, I know you were not thrilled with that moment either in the episode.
Well, it was more about the talking a lot that triggered me than the vocal tics.
Why? I mean, she herself has put that out there of, Julie, can we have a talking competition?
Yeah, I put that out about myself too, but I don't love when people point it out.
Stacy wants to know, did the celebrities keep the BB house cleaner compared to the other house guests in the previous season? Seems like Mark was on top of it. Taryn, did you notice that the celebrity house was cleaner?
Yeah, that's why Matt's feeling threatened. This was probably one of the cleanest houses we've ever seen.
Wow.
But again, it's easy. You know, it's early and I don't know.
Yeah,
I bet you they get pampered a lot too.
Was it because the pool was closed? There was less towels, Matt?
That is true. Honestly, it's a very good point that I didn't consider. But yeah, there's a lot less area to clean.
Yeah, okay. Dominic Malapiedi says, is this episode just a big push for Omarosa AFP? Allie, what will you do if Omarosa should win America's Favorite House Guest?
I'll make like brandy and drink. Well, we'll just have to make the best of a bad situation.
Matt, do you have a prediction for America's Favorite House Guest?
I mean, I hope it's meta, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
I think the quit hurt him.
Yeah.
No, we'll see.
I do have a poll up, but I don't think it's going to be super representative. Ultimately, there's a tie right now between Shannon and Ariadna for the top vote getter. But I really just, I feel like it's probably going to be between Ross and James. I think they had the biggest edits and tend to be, when I see the TV only watchers, tend to be the people that they are supporting.
Yeah, why Shannon? Is it just because of all that animal shit? She's going to donate the money? Is that why?
Did she say she was going to donate the money?
That's true. She did. She came out and said if she wins, she's going to donate it all to animal charities. And she also has the support, I think, a lot of the support of the, you know, super fan community. Any poll of mine, anybody that's voting on my poll is probably more inclined to be rooting for Shannon than the regular TV watcher.
Who are you endorsing, Taryn? I need to know this.
I will endorse Ariadna. I think she's awesome. I think she's probably going to come up short here on the season, partly because of this very bad Final Four twist. And I would love to see her get the money. But Shannon's also doing an awesome thing with the charity stuff. So I would also support a Shannon vote if you wanted to do that as well.
Okay. Let's go back to Kelly Lynch. Does Taryn have to pay for his snacks?
Always.
He's always hit. What's your favorite go-to snack, Taryn?
Oh, man. Yogurt.
Yogurt?
Yeah, it's Greek yogurt, you know.
Wow.
My friend swears that yogurt is really having a moment right now, so that checks out.
There you go.
It's a little teaser for the Taryn interview on the Taryn show.
We really all get the to Taryn dive deep. Stands will use, start like, using the yogurt emoji. No one wants to know how much sanity do you guys have left after tonight's episode. Yeah, I didn't think that this was I thought this was a much like Taryn's yogurt. I thought this was a little vanilla tonight.
No, look, vanilla is too flavored for me. I don't want vanilla.
You eat unflavored
plain Greek yogurt.
They said snack. That's my snack.
That is a snack. That's what I eat for my snack.
Put this poll up. Is yogurt a snack?
It's like the newest soup meal. Is yogurt a snack?
Matt, where do you come down? Is yogurt a snack?
I think it is a snack. I've snacked on yogurt. Plain yogurt? It's not my go-to. No, not plain. That's crazy.
Do you put things in the plain yogurt?
Some granola, maybe. No, even though the base of plain yogurt is just offensive.
Some fruit.
I used to put some blueberries in it, but it was too complicated.
It's just like eating sadness, you know?
It's happiness.
Mandy wants to know, since I couldn't watch the last half of the episode, is it worth going back to watch tomorrow? No, I think you can.
No, definitely not.
Anything after Meta and Ross was trash, yeah, so you're good.
Time, hey, look, if you listen to the podcast, you didn't need the episode tonight. You probably, no, or most nights. Our good friend Amara wants to know, do you think that the lack of a Ziggy Marley concert tonight is a sign that Big Brother's budget just wasn't what we were hoping for? Would it be, or was he just busy? Yeah, Matt, I believe the first recap of the recap that we did was back during the great Ziggy Marley concert.
And the carnival booths and stuff.
Carnival, yeah. With the kissing booth and
all lots of different booths.
Yeah, so many different booths. Should they have incorporated a concert? Should they have let Mark McGrath play a concert for the remaining house guests?
That would have been no fair. You could have like Smash Mouth or something, you know, like another. Who could they have gotten?
That was quick.
Quick version of Big Brother.
Yeah, I just
want to know where Ziggy Marley was on the cast. Why was Ziggy Marley not part of this cast?
What even an unfair advantage?
Yeah, he has got experience. He got to interact with the great Pauly Califori, and you know, that's too much of an advantage. Even though he was edited out of the episode.
Yeah. He changed a lot from that journey.
If the two groups of the house are Ross Mirza and Omarosa and Ariana, what's Mark's path to win the game? Does he even have a chance? Yeah, I think he's gotta get taken to the end, and then he will pick or, you know, hope for a bitter jury. Taryn, if Mark gets a if he wins the final four HOH, he will take Ross.
That's what it's looking like. But he hasn't talked to anyone else. He hasn't tried to make any other deals. So it seems like that might be the case. But who knows? This could be a situation where he just out of the blue chooses somebody else. But given the current understanding I have of his understanding of who would get votes, I think he thinks Ross is the most beatable person, which may or may not be true.
Okay, we'll see.
Randy drinks a little. She likes to talk. As the kids say, she gets turned up.
Yeah, turned up.
Whose kids are saying that?
Yeah, somebody tweeted me. I'm a kid. I'm a young person, and nobody is saying that.
If I make it to the final two, you could say that I'm going to finally clean up.
Don't tell his wife, though.
Don't tell my wife. Or don't tell her I spent a lot of time in gentlemen's clubs.
Okay. Stack in Florida wants to know, if Brandy was still there for the final five, would production have doubled the champagne supply? Yeah, they saved a lot of money by Brandy going out in that double eviction, yeah. Karen.
Yeah, well, nobody else would have had any. That's how it works. She would have gotten mad.
Yeah. Ryan wants to know what happens when his song comes on at the gentleman's club. Yeah, that Allie, what happens when they play Sugar Ray song when Mark McGrath is at the gentleman's club?
I don't know what happens now, but if Marissa wanted to return to her bathroom job, potentially her tips would probably increase.
You guys, is that a Mark McGrath song? Is that Sugar Ray?
I heard that he demanded to have his song play every time he walked into the gentleman's club just to announce his presence.
Which song?
Every morning. That one. It's the one that I know.
Every morning I pick up all the towels off the HOH bedroom floor.
My singing's kind of like talking. It's like, oh, dude, then that's not singing, man.
That was why, like, Brandy, like, I want to hear from Mark to explain how, like, Mark's expertise at singing. He's like, it's kind of like how I talk.
James is like talking about breath techniques. And she's like, no. I want to hear how Mark kind of talks.
Not you. I don't want to hear you.
I'm like rapping, but I kind of talk.
Yeah. Allie, did you see what Brandy Glanville tweeted or said in an interview that she would not ever date James because his jean size is smaller than hers?
I think that's a valid concern when you're dating. One, I'm just like fully in with Brandy here. I do want to say, though, that when James was on Dancing with the Stars, he was a lot more likable. And I think part of that is because he had this like will they, won't they with his dance partner, Peta Murgatroyd. Amazing name. And the reason I'm bringing that up here is I do think James would be a lot more likable with a showmance. So I think had they been in like a little bit more of a showmance rather than a rivalry, James would have been more likable.
Okay.
Hot take. As hot as the Spice Girl take.
Yeah.
I like James. I found him.
I thought he was
for me. Again, I only consider myself.
All right. Tomorrow morning. Every morning, Taryn is back with an update. One last update to mop up, Taryn.
Yes, it'll be exciting. Hopefully we can get Mark McGrath on the Big Brother Canada 6 updates to sing me a theme song.
It'll be the Will from America.
Yeah.
Either that or maybe we could find a Mark McGrath impersonator somewhere and he could record every morning. Taryn has your update. All right.
Who would want to wake up to that?
All right. Then the finale. Here we are. Here's the final five. We will see one of these people will be crowned the winner of Celebrity Big Brother. Taryn, is there a scenario where Brent is wearing the veil on Sunday night?
If Marissa won, probably.
Okay. We know the scenario if Allie is wearing the veil.
For sure.
Yes. Matt, for you, is there a scenario going into tomorrow night that is as unappetizing as one of Taryn's snacks?
No, I do not care enough about this. I care just surface level to not let it really bother me.
Okay. All right. So Sunday night. And then Taryn, the LC Roundtable will be back for one last go round for Celebrity Big Brother. Is that correct?
No, we're just we're all there for the finale, so you know we're gonna get our talking out.
Put it down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but again, who knows? There could be enough controversy which could facilitate an emergency roundtable.
It's very true. If there is enough breaking news after the season ends, we may spin the table back up.
Okay. All right. Get the square table back out. All right. There you go. So we covered it all here tonight. We talked about the recap. We got into all of the news coming, all the breaking news from Omarosa about it, all of the tea that she spilt in the Big Brother house. We covered it all. Matt, are you ready to put Big Brother Celebrity to bed?
I'm ready. Let's put this one down.
Okay. Matt, when will we talk to you again? During the recap in Big Brother 20 or
I feel, I hope to be back for the next Big Brother season with a fire and
See, Big Brother Canada does an awards show. It's not as fun.
I don't do Canada stuff. Very
They're right. Beneath me.
All right. Well, Matt Hoffman, a pleasure to see you. Allie, great to get the podcast with you. Of course, you can hear more Allie Lasher on the Challenge wrap up here on robhasawebsite.com. How have Victor and Natalie been holding up on the challenge?
Yeah, I was just thinking, will any of these people wind up on my show that I have to watch in the challenge? Victor was trash. That was fine. Natalie's been doing great. People love to hate her. People just hate to hate her. She's really made good inroads with the people on the show and has integrated herself well. I think what's been interesting is the two of them, like, have struggled to differentiate the games. Like, Victor thought he was going to be a challenge beast on the challenge, which is like the challenges on Big Brother, small potatoes, or especially the competition compared to the challenge. So he kind of flailed. Natalie has been recently getting attacked for playing both sides of the house, for not being open about her alliances. And she tweeted like, in Big Brother, you're just not open about your alliances. So there's an adjustment period. Also, I know you hate this, but I have to just wish a happy birthday to my personal LFC, Andrew, in lieu of any plugs I might give. No one's listening now anyway in the recap of the recap, so it should be fine.
This is like Natalie, the nomination speech, giving a shout out.
Yeah, right. Natalie has been kicking ass on that challenge competitively, surprisingly.
She's
I still
great.
Find her very irritating.
Yes. Are you watching? So you're watching the challenge?
Oh, I love the challenges.
Do you want to come on and do a podcast? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe there's a recap of the recap.
Yeah. Recap of it.
Allie, have you guys touched on the rumors about the next Big Brother contestants appearing on the challenge?
So this is what
is this
my
spoiler? Co-host... Am I allowed to talk about this?
It's nothing matters. MTV spoils things in the previews. Who cares? We don't tend
nothing
to talk about
it. Nothing truer has ever been said on Rob as a podcast.
No, but MTV doesn't care. We don't care. We tend to not talk about it just because whatever. But my co-host,
Matt, do you
Brian
know this?
Cohen...
Do you know about this? The next two Big Brother contestants on the next season of the challenge?
Season 11, Braden Braca.
What?
No.
Okay. So, Matt, so there's two other people from Big Brother, recent seasons that are
recent
on the
season.
Upcoming season of the challenge. Are you ready?
I just want to clarify that this is not the challenge. This is okay. This is what Brian calls Joes versus Pros. Because it's like champs versus stars. It's not like an official challenge.
And these people are definitely season. Not champs.
They're the stars.
Yeah.
And there's two from a recent Big
Brother. I
want to
hear Matt's guess. A man and a woman.
Oh, it's a man and a woman. Okay. Kevin?
I'm here for the challenge. I don't even know what the show is. My daughters told me to come out here for this.
And Omarosa. That's my guess.
I've always been up for a challenge, and I'm here.
Who is it? I gotta know.
Okay, hold on. Allie.
Oh, yeah. So I actually only remember that Jose, like the other person, clearly didn't make an impression on me.
Jose, the Messiah? No, yeah. You're kidding me.
And Davon, right?
No,
I literally have no recollection.
Taryn, can you confirm this?
I'm pretty sure Davon. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god!
I mean, even more people are still in talks, but I don't. I can't remember much.
So no, they're not. So wait, let's just clarify. So champs versus pros or stars, or whatever. is being filmed. So like they released a picture that Josea was identified in. So like people being in talks like couldn't happen for this season, but maybe you mean for like the actual challenge. Everything is so unclear with MTV. I can't even tell you.
I think I heard that there are more from Big Brother 18 that are in talks for future seasons, but
I'm not serious.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
How old is Davon? Can I just ask that?
I don't know. I think she's young. I think she's like 27. Right?
No, no, seriously. Like, because old for the challenge is different than like old for the real world. Not the real world, but the real world.
I think she's probably younger than people think.
I don't think anything. I'm just inquiring innocently.
She is 29.
Which is pretty old for like a new person on the challenge. I'm down with it.
Wait, that might be the age she was when she first went on Big Brother.
She was born May 10th, 1988, according to the Big Brother Wiki.
So she's 30?
Yes. But she's young for being on her fourth reality show.
I feel fine about the age. I just wanted to know.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Mama Day and Jose. What a tag team. Were they on their original team together? Big Sister, right? Was that them?
Yeah, they were.
Oh!
What's the theme of the season, Ellie? Do you know?
So the show that Jose is on, and everyone tune in to the challenge, because I'm going to have to look into this now and get back to you guys on the actual podcast. But it's like champs versus stars. So it's people like Riff Raff was on.
Oh yeah. It's one of those, but there's no reason why all of a sudden they're bringing in these Big Brother people to this.
The rumor was that they thought Johnny Bananas from the challenge was going to be on Celebrity Big Brother. That was like really far from true. He was considered with a million people. So I don't really understand the connection or what's come of it. That was like the big rumor that kind of fell flat when the cast was announced.
Well, I'm just glad Dave Vaughn gets another shot.
She deserves
it. Sure, she'll do great.
Yeah. All right. So great stuff with the panel. Tomorrow night, the next time you hear from us, 24 hours from now, we will have a newly minted winner of Celebrity Big Brother. We'll have all of the reaction. We'll take all of your comments and everything else Big Brother, as we close out our exciting adventure, which was Celebrity Big Brother. Check out Taryn's live feed update, last one in the morning. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.